Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Alf Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. Santa Claus continues to deliver to the ships at sea and to the islands of the Atlantic Ocean at this time. Let's head to our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy, who's trailing Santa's sleigh right now. Crash?
You got us pegged about right, Frank. We're over the Atlantic, and as always, it's very breezy here and quite cold.
Crash, do you and Santa discuss at all the road ahead? There seems to be split opinions here about how Santa's going to handle Sector 5 and North America.
Well, we talk about each sector before we get to it, Frank, but I'll be honest with you. It's always something of a toss-up of what to do with Sector 5. From all the reports we're getting, folks there are enjoying Christmas Eve a great deal, and all signs are pointing to a lot of folks staying up late there tonight. Santa's asked the drone department to observe in big numbers there in North America over the next couple of hours, and he's going to decide based on the data that he gets from the drones.
Did you just say to millions of Canadian and American homes that North Pole drones are going to be spying on them over the next couple of hours?
I didn't say spying, Frank. I said observing. You know, like you do on a corner or at the park. These are innocent and even festive drones. Santa knows when you're sleeping and he knows when you're awake. How do you think Santa does that, Frank? Drones aren't a new technology and they're legal too, Frank. Jeez.
Okay, Crash, no need to get defensive. Santa's not getting any pushback tonight, let me tell you that. From the North Pole, where we like the little red lights on peeping drones, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.